Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you're going back to look at this rather colourful clergyman, Henry Bate Dudley, if I got his name.
Yeah, Henry Bate Dudley, late 18th century Essex inhabitant. Yes. We left him designing his new rectory last week. That actually became Bradwell Lodge, as it was known, designed by John Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly, he sat in this brand new rectory and waited for the current vicar of Bradwell to die.
Right.
Which seems a bit odd, but that is what happened. When eventually the vicar did die, and there's no indication here that he hastened the current vicar's end to serve his purposes, the church authorities decided that Henry Bate Dudley was not a fit and suitable person to become vicar of Bradwell.
Dear.
So he was absolutely furious. In the meantime, between building this rectory and spending huge amounts of money on creating this wonderful house, he'd also spent the sum of £30,000. Bear in mind, this is the late 18th century.
Yes.
On improving the roads of Essex and bringing in measures to drain the land so that more land in Essex could be put into cultivation. So by doing this, by spending all this money, he hoped this was creating a wonderful impression. This all came to nothing when the church authorities put their foot down. So in a furious rage, he flung off to Ireland. Why Ireland? I don't know. However, eventually he came back.
Right.
And shortly after he came back, he was made a baronet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we might ask how this came about, but he had very wealthy and influential friends.
Mm.
And maybe, dare I suggest it, there is a suggestion of bribery here.
Surely not.
Surely not. So instead of ending up as vicar of Bradwell, he actually ended up as canon of Ely Cathedral.
Oh, good heavens.
And died at the age of 79 after a very interesting and somewhat contentious life.
Presumably he sold the vicarage that he'd had built.
Well, I think he was wealthy enough to probably use it as a holiday home as well. But no, it was sold on to somebody else. But as Canon of Ely, he probably would have regarded Bradwell as very much beneath him.
Okay, fair enough.
He was rather a grand character.
Clearly so.
Mm.
All right, thank you very much indeed. And what are you going to be looking at next week? Or who are you going to be looking at next week?
I'm going to be looking at a campaigner
right.
called Thomas Foxwell Buxton.
Okay, thank you.